Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fire Department extends lease agreements with U.S. Forest Service. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Last week, the Campbell County Fire Board renewed two leases with the U.S. Forest Service that will help the federal agency during wildfire season. The Gillette News Record reported the Fire Board approved the renewal of two leases with the Forest Service to use two of the department's fire station in southern Campbell County. The Forest Service leases a storage bay at the Pine Tree Junction station to store one of its Type 4 fire engines, which is used to fight wildfires during the 6 coldest months of the year. And in the other 6 months of the year, it leases part of Station 9 down in Wright for its firefighters to stay in during fire season. Deputy Chief J.R. Fox said the fire station has 4 dorm rooms. 2 of those will be used by Campbell County firefighters, and the other will be used by the Forest Service firefighters. Fox added that one of the spare offices in Station 9 will be converted into another dorm room using old furniture. The lease agreements for the 3 years will expire in 2027. Fox said that the Forest Service is working on finding a permanent solution for firefighter housing, but that he doesn't know how long it would take. The Fire Board also approved a budget amendment of up to $20,000 to furnish Station 9. When it was built, it wasn't meant to house firefighters 24/7, but it will have to pretty soon, said Chief Bender. The $20,000 will go towards buying new beds and dressers for the station. Proposed legislation could lead to significant Wyoming property tax removal, accompanied by 2% sales tax increase. Representative Steve Harshman of Casper presented his blockbuster tax reform bill that would eliminate most property tax in Wyoming in return for hiking the sales tax by 2% past the House Revenue Committee on Tuesday. He said our people need this and want this. The proposed bill introduced a property tax exemption excluding $200,000 of the fair market value of single-family residential properties for the current tax year. Subsequently, a $1 million exclusion is set for the following years, eliminating property taxes for homes valued at $1 million or less. In exchange, a 2% sales tax increase would be implemented, with the collected funds directed to a state-managed property tax reduction and replacement account. The account's proceeds would be distributed to county treasurers following the existing property tax distribution model, aiming to compensate for the anticipated $460 million loss in property taxes from the exemption starting in 2025. Local legislator Representative John Bear of Gillette and Representative Tony Locke of Casper also recommended rolling in the 5% tax cap brought in by House Bill 45 to Harshman's bill to prevent large future jumps in tax increases. Voting for House Bill 203 were Harshman, Locke, and Bear, along with Representatives Andrew Byron of Jackson, Amber Oakley of Riverton, Tommy Strock of Douglas, Dan Zawinser of Cheyenne, and David Northrup of Powell. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.